invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, I'm back. I'm back. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, and yeah, this is Michael Brown, and yes, we are live, and I'm happy to be back, and I want to say, first of all, thanks for, it's kind of funny, you apologize, or you ask for forgiveness when you're on radio, because nobody likes to listen to guest hosts, nobody likes to listen to best ofs, and I was pleasantly surprised that when we did the best of last weekend, I got several text messages from folks saying, hey, thanks for playing that particular segment again, or I enjoyed hearing you for the first time or whatever. And it's the first time in almost 20 years of radio anybody's ever said anything good about a best of or a guest host. And so I appreciate it. Anyways, it's good to be back in the saddle again. And of course, there's a lot that's happened that we need to talk about, and there's a lot that's going to happen that needs to be talked about. But let's get the rules of engagement established for the program, The Weekend with Michael Brown, in case you might have forgotten them. The first and most important is, well, maybe not the most important, but in no particular order. If you want to engage with the program live during the program, but you can also any other time throughout the week, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the morning, I don't care when. If you want to engage, one of the easiest ways to do it is with a text message. The number on your message app, whatever you use, is 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael, and then tell me anything or ask me anything. That's the easiest thing to do. Then the second thing that you should do is you should go follow me on social media. And the one I'm most active on is X, and that's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So go give me a follow over on X. And then because we've been off for a while, let me remind you to be sure and subscribe to the podcast. And that's really easy to do also. We dumb everything down to an eighth grade level because we've determined that the median education level of everybody in the country is about fourth grade. And if you're a male, well, your education level is, well, your maturity level is about fourth grade. So if you want to subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcast app you use, you search for this podcast. It's called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown, which is the name of the weekday program. And when you find that on your podcast app, you hit the subscribe button, and then it's mandatory. It's a new regulation. It's a new federal regulation that once you hit subscribe, you have to give a 5-star review and talk about how great the podcast is. And that way you will get all 5 days of the morning program, Monday through Friday, that I host here in Denver, Colorado. Plus you'll get the weekend program. Got it? Okay. So there are the rules of engagement. Get all those done. Now let's get started. Those of you who have listened to me over the years know that I'm kind of a grammar Nazi, and I'm also kind of a word Nazi. And it really bugs me to being a word Nazi because there are some words and there are some things that when you're talking as much as I do, 23 hours a week, just nonstop going on about everything, sometimes I'll mispronounce a word. Or sometimes I will stumble. There are 170,000 words in the English language, whatever the number is. I'll run across a word that, well, Shazam, I've never heard that word before. And then there are these words that I have to stop and think every single time because they're not natural. They're just not real. Transsexual. Have you ever thought about just the word transsexual? You're transitioning to what? Sex? You're transitioning your gender? You're transitioning what? And then when you get into the details, a trans man or a trans woman, my brain just locks up. And I have to stop for a minute and think, okay, if someone claims to be a trans man, that means they're transitioning to a man. Now, let's don't get into the weeds yet about what transitioning in the real world means. Let's just go with the flow for a moment. So a trans man is someone that is transitioning to become a, notice I use the word someone, because I think I guess anybody could trans man. I mean, I think, let me check. Yep, I'm a male. I could be a trans man. I want to be more of a man. I want to be a real man. I want to be a man's man. I want to be whatever kind of man. So maybe I'm a trans man too. But anyway, trans man, I have to stop and think to myself, oh, that's someone who is transitioning to become a man. And a trans woman, I have to stop and think, oh, that's someone transitioning to become a woman. Think about how unnatural that is. Think about how science fiction that is. Think about just how weird that is. And then with all due respect to, you know, because let me make something clear. If you're over the age of 18, I really don't give a rat's ass if you do it. I don't care. If you want to go mutilate your body and if you want to go, you know, screw up yourself even more psychologically, have at it. It's not my role to tell you that it's wrong or anything else. I think you're nuts. I think you need help. But I say that knowing. Now, I cannot speak for certain about this program on the weekend, although I know it's true on the weekday program, which has obviously a smaller audience because it's not on, you know, 350, 400 stations around the country. But on the weekday program, Monday through Friday in Denver, Colorado, I have a couple of trans people that are conservative, one that is liberal, that listen to the program. And they send me text messages and, you know, we've had text conversations before and they listen to the program. So I'm quite aware of there are trans people. And so if there are some in Denver, then I'm going to assume there are some in a national audience too. But nonetheless, that's not going to change how I feel or how I speak about transsexuals. I used to have a primary care physician, a PCP, and I have to stop and think for a moment. He's now deceased, but he had either a son or a daughter that transitioned. And, you know, he used to listen to me on the radio all the time, and we talked about it a lot when I would go in to see him, and he would talk about the psychiatric problems they had with that child as they were growing up. But when the child became an adult, the child decided to go on and transition, and I forget whether it was trans man or trans woman. I don't remember. But nonetheless, even with my doctor in the privacy, I speak my mind about what I think about it. And that's why I tell you that when these stories pop up, I naturally have a problem trying to figure out what the words are. And then I have to stop and think about, oh, It's trans man, so that's a woman who is trying to become a man, or vice versa. Now I want you to think about the cabal, and in particular, I want you to think about the media. How bad is the media? Oftentimes, I'll bring you stories that I have read in the New York Post. Now, why do I use the New York Post? Because the New York Post is regarded as somewhat of a refuge from the leftism, from the Marxism, from the stupidity, from the wokeism that prevails at almost every other major newspaper across the country. And then consider that out of obeisance to transsexualism, the New York Post will start lying with the first word of a headline. The very first word of a headline. Let me tell you when we get next, a story about a postal worker. Yes, a postal worker. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. If you'd like to find one of the 350-plus affiliates around the country, you can go to this website. It's michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you hit that website, you can find the tab that says how to listen. There's an interactive map of all the affiliates. You can also find all the social media icons. So if you want to follow me on X, Facebook, or Instagram, all of those are listed there, too. Hang tight. The New York Post, lying in headline, next.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files.
Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years.
Order your Legacy Box today.
Go to legacybox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. legacybox.com/audio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about the New York Post and a headline that ran in the New York Post that when I read it, it just, I didn't catch the mistake until I read the story, which is why people that are, you know, drive-by consumers of the news and all they do is read maybe the headline and the first sentence or two of a story are going to miss probably the most important point about a story. Here's the headline. Woman accused of stabbing a postal worker over spot in New York City deli line has a history of knife violence. And let me repeat it for you. For those of you in the back of the room, pay attention, all right? Woman accused of stabbing postal worker over spot in New York City deli line has a history of knife violence. Well, the woman's name is Alvin J. Cruz. Alvin Cruz. Also known as Jaya Cruz, who happens to be a man. Yet the story starts off with the same lie. Now remember, the headline is, woman is accused of stabbing a postal worker. And the very first paragraph in the story says this. The woman accused of stabbing a postal worker to death over a spot in line at a Harlem deli has a history of knife violence and once threatened to cut one of her previous victims. You know, when you think about the cabal, you know, you're supposed to, you know, if you send me an email, let me just warn you right now. You send me an email, Michael Brown, I'm just trying to be passive aggressive now. You send me an email, Michael Brown at iHeartMedia.com, and in your signature line you have your pronouns, I'll probably just delete you. Yeah, I'll probably just delete you. Because nothing drives me crazier than somebody trying to tell me what their pronouns are. Because guess what? I don't give a flying flip. I just don't care. I'd rather know what your name is. And I quite frankly don't care what's between, you know, unless we were dating. And let's be clear, unless we were dating, I really don't care what's between your legs. And it doesn't make any difference to me. We meet on the street. I really don't care. But when the mainstream media, when the cabal is reporting, I guess not even pronouns are accurate anymore. It's only toward the end of the story that we discover that the New York Post knew all along that Cruz was a man. Deep into the story is this paragraph. The repeat offender, who has been described by cops as a transgendered woman, now faces murder charges for the brutal knifing of Ray Hodges. Now, they lie knowing we will know that they are lying. Why believe anything that they tell us? I'm so, you know, I shouldn't be. People have called me out on my own program for doing exactly what the New York Post has done here. Now, I don't intentionally do it, but when you're talking 100 miles an hour, and you are trying to cover, you know, as many things as you can in 3 hours or 4 hours, then at there's some point where you're going to talk about this woman killed a man. And it's just going to come out, you know, this woman killed a man. Because your brain, you know, there was some story I saw over the holidays about how fast your brain can compute versus how fast computers can compute. And let's just say that the computers have us beat by, you know, 20 miles. And so during the weekday program, I have oftentimes talked about some of these mass shooters and other people that turn out to be transsexuals. And in the course of telling the story, if it's actually a man trying to be a woman, I'll talk about the man. And, oh, man, do I get called on the carpet for it. Listeners will just, boom, come down on me. So I want to give the New York Post the benefit of the doubt. But should I? Should we? Or is this another new Orwellian world and another new Orwellian standard that we have to live by? So that when the headline says, woman accused of stabbing postal worker, you have to stop and think to yourself, well, I really wonder, was it a woman or was it a man? Is it live or is it Memrex? You really have to stop and think about it. Alvin Cruz. I would play you a little snippet from her on, see, her right there, see, her, because I'm looking at a snippet on TikTok of this trans man, but I can't play it because it's got a bunch of F-bombs in it. It's just her trying to be sexy. See, there, I said her again. Because every time I look at her, she looks like a her. Not necessarily a very pretty her, but nonetheless a her. But I do think we can come to one conclusion. Mr. Cruz now belongs to the Transsexual Hall of Violence. Have you ever thought about these? How many of these names do you recognize? First of all, Jaya Cruz, we just talked about her. Robert William Perry II, Muhammad Al-Baluz, Hannah Veramontes, Corey Burke, Adam Labakan, Paul Giovannese, Barbie Kardashian, John Jacobson Jr., Alex Ray Scott, Colt Gray, William John Milligan, Julia Grace Egler, an unnamed Spanish guy, Miles Margot G. Lewis, Miguel Tapia, Colin Bailey, Rosa Montoya, Cameron Downing, Louise Thomas. Any of these names sound familiar to you? Any of them? Dylan Butler, does that sound familiar to you? Jason Lee Willie? Audrey Hale? What about Audrey Hale? Does Audrey Hale sound familiar to you? All of these names that I just gave you are all people who have engaged in mass murder, mass violence, and they're all transgenders. The one that I just asked you about, do you remember the name Audrey Hale? Again, Audrey Hale. Stop and think about it for a moment. Here, Nashville police revealed that the 28-year-old who shot and killed six people at the Covenant School, including three children, identified as transgender and had a detailed manifesto to attack the Christian Academy. The killer was identified as Audrey Hale. They're not always female. But that list goes on. Kim Brady Carricker, Maya McKinney, Snochia Mosley, Anderson Lee Aldrich, Moses Lopez, William Whitworth, Shauna Varna, a guy calling himself Laura, Zion William Teasley, Jason Michael Hahn, Callie Anderson, Dana Rivers, Vivian Ginger Rain Shemansky, Linnea Pugmire, Mark Campbell, and Paul S. How many do I list here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, probably about 40, 50, maybe more. All part of the Transsexual Violence of Hall of Horrors. And yet we get chewed out, or at least I do, maybe you don't. I get chewed out because I slip and, what, misgender them? Screw that. Absolutely screw that. It's not my responsibility. No. And I frankly don't care. I just don't. It's a weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, you can always send me a text message. The number is 33103. Start it with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. It's good to be back in the saddle again. If you want to, I want you to, subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, you hit that subscribe button, and then it's a new federal regulation. You know, Biden just did it. Once you subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, you're required to leave a 5-star review. because otherwise it'll just come out garbled. So be sure and leave that 5-star review. And once you hit the subscribe button, you get all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program, so you get all the Michael Brown that you need. One of the things that I did while I was off for, I don't know, 10, 12 days, was I spent way too much time on Facebook. I find Facebook fascinating, and not for any intellectual reason, but because it's kind of become this place where, and maybe it depends on how many followers you have or how many so-called friends. I like the fact that, you know, they're called friends. Because, you know, for example, we have and you can join on my Facebook page. I'm verified on Facebook, so you look for the verified Michael Brown. It's at Michael D. Brown. And once you find that, we have a little group called Michael Brown Unplugged. And it's kind of a private group for just listeners of the weekday and the weekend program where you can join and you can post, you know, memes and talk to each other and comment about stuff. And I'm a lurker when it comes to there. I check in there probably a few times a week just to make sure that you haven't posted something that I think is inappropriate, because I'm a little dictator. And if I think it's inappropriate, then I'll delete it. But I find it fascinating when I see in my news feed people that are so-called friends. And I'll think, who's that? So I'll click on, and then I'll read about you. Now, don't be offended by this, because you know it's true for you, too. Because Facebook has gone from being a place, you know, when Zuckerberg first started it at Harvard or wherever the hell he was, it really was just about friends being able to identify each other, and it was kind of this small group of people on campus. But now it's grown into, you know, there's you know, billions of users all over the world, and people can, and I do this, since I'm considered a public figure, unless you happen to be what is obvious to me, a female or a male bot, I'll usually just accept friend requests. Primarily because I'm assuming that you want to be friends with me because you love me. No, I assume you want to be friends with me because you listen to me on the radio somewhere, or you've seen me on television or something. So, you know, I just accept it. But I just find it funny that we call everybody friends. Why do I even talk about that? Well, because as I'm going through Facebook and looking at some of the things that people post, I realize it's kind of a gossipy little place. And I realize also that I understand why, particularly during COVID, particularly during the Trump years, which we're about to enter into again, or for that matter, we already have entered into the Trump years because Biden's out of it, is their history of silencing dissent. Now, if the idea was that they were going to be protected by Section 230 of the federal statutes, and they were going to be a platform where all they did was just provide a podium, a microphone, so that you could say what you wanted to say, and people could disagree with you, and you could have debates and arguments, and you could, you know, maybe be persuaded that I'm right and you're wrong, or you're right and I'm wrong. But Meta and Facebook kind of dived into this dissent. You know, let's cooperate with the government. Let's let the government do what it cannot do constitutionally by having us do it for them. Which, by the way, that's a lesson you really do need to learn. The government cannot do what it is constitutionally or statutorily prohibited from doing. They cannot do that by having a third party do it for them. So in other words, the federal government, or for that matter, government in general, cannot restrict your First Amendment rights by having Meta or Facebook do it for them. And that's exactly what they were doing during COVID, and that's exactly what they were doing during the first Trump administration. And we're now learning how bad those efforts, how deep and strong those efforts were. There's good news. At least I think it's good news. Meta is about to restructure its global policy team. The Liberal former Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Nick Clegg, is stepping down. I think he's being fired. And I think he's being fired because Zuckerberg, who's already made his little, you know, trip down to Mar-a-Lago to see President Trump, has hired a friend of mine, someone that I worked with, Joel Kaplan, who is currently Clegg's deputy, is going to take over the global policy team for Facebook. Now, how do I know Joel Kaplan? He was the deputy chief of staff in the Bush administration. But here's what you need to know about Joel. Joel has been very public in his opposition to aggressively limiting political speech on Facebook and Instagram because he does believe that they are platforms and that it should be a place, kind of like he's got, let me sum it up this way. Joel Kaplan pretty much has the same attitude about speech that Elon Musk does on X. He argues that measures to stifle dissent, those measures disproportionately affect conservative voices. Now, after the 2016 presidential election, Kaplan worked to create an internal Facebook whitelist of Republican and conservative-aligned accounts and pages on Facebook that would allegedly protect them from censorship. And despite the whitelist, Facebook continued to censor actual posts, you know, pages that were, you know, that were contrarian, let's say, or accounts that belonged to conservative activists and lawmakers. Now, it's been reported last year that Facebook was directed by the Meta Platforms Oversight Board to reinstate a post that parodied Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz, comparing them to the characters in the film Dumb and Dumber. I think I've actually referred to Harris and Walz during the campaign as Dumb and Dumber. So this is good news. This shows what I believe is the Trump effect. This shows what I believe is whether the cabal wants you to believe it or not, even if the majority of the popular vote was 2% or even less, nonetheless, it was a majority of the popular vote that Trump won. He swept the swing states, the battleground states. And when you look at the map of the counties across the country, almost all counties, with very few exceptions, maybe they didn't go majority blue, but they went from, you know, a certain percentage of blue to a greater percentage of red. Still in the minority, but a greater percentage. So the country has made a distinctive turn to the right. And I think that Zuckerberg, now, don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here saying that everything's going to be hunky-dory. But I think moving Sir Clegg out and putting Joel Kaplan in is one of those kind of unintended consequences, one of those things that happens in the background that you don't normally hear about on the news or the radio. I mean, I doubt you're going to read about this anywhere. But for me, and maybe it's personal because I know Joel Kaplan, and I know Joel's position on free speech, I see this as a significant indication that this gigantic ship of state that the country said by an overwhelming majority is on the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, you know, right track, wrong track, that we're on the wrong track. This is an indication that even Mark Zuckerberg believes that, yeah, you know what? It's a new day. It's a new era. I think I'm going to kick Sir Clegg out, or he's going to resign or whatever. I'm going to put Joel in, and Kaplan is going to come in, and he has a philosophy. He has a belief in free speech. It may not be a big thing to you. I think it's bigger than you realize. And I think it's an indication that this Trump effect is having. And I think all of that goes back to the way he campaigned, the assassination attempts, and I think it goes back to listen closely, the overreach of the Democrats, the overreach of the Marxist wing of the Democrat Party, but that's redundant, I think, in trying to push all of these progressive Marxist policies. They went too far. And and the majority of Americans recoiled at it and said, no, that's not what we want. And in a little corner of social media world on Facebook, I think it's bearing fruit. So what does that mean that we should think in terms of expectations going forward? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Go follow me on X right now. Right now, go follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files.
Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years.
Order your Legacy Box today.
Go to legacybox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. legacybox.com/audio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Come on! Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. So, Joel Kaplan's promotion to be the global policy director at Facebook or at Meta, that comes about just as Meta's political strategy gears up for a Republican-led government. So now, Joel, this former deputy chief of staff in the White House when I was there, has extensive ties to lawmakers in Capitol Hill. And I think he's going to oversee Zuckerberg's efforts to try to mend fences with Trump. Meanwhile, they've hired a Republican lobbyist and a fundraiser, Brian Baker, hired in September to aid the political public relations campaign as well. So it shows that elections have consequences, policies matter, and that when you and I turn out and vote in droves like we did, we can affect change. Now, I watched with bated breath yesterday as the Republicans, who are not always very good at governing, elected a Speaker of the House, and they reelected Mike Johnson. And as I watched it on before they closed off the first ballot, before the clerk closed it off, Mike Johnson was losing. He could not get the majority that he needed. He could not get to 216 or 218, whatever the number was. But what happened was they held the vote open. Trump left the golf course, went in to a conference room, and sat down and called the Republican caucus and said, look, I got elected. We have 2 years to get as much done as we can before we might lose the majority, which the party in power tends to lose seats in the House during the midterms. That's why I say we have 2 years. Hopefully we'll get 4 years, but we've got 2 years. And then Trump said, you got to do this for me. And they kept the vote open, and the three holdouts went back in, and other than Thomas Massie of Kentucky, and I understand why he did it. I disagree, but I understand why. They switched their votes to Mike Johnson. And then they closed the balloting. And so Mike Johnson became Speaker on the first ballot. That is a significant move for Republicans. And it's a significant move for Republicans for several reasons. First and foremost, it shows that Trump has influence. It shows that Trump is able to put aside whether he really likes somebody or doesn't like somebody. And he's able to say, you need to do this for me. You need to do this for the American people. You need to do this for the agenda that we all ran on, for the America First agenda and all that that entails. That's a good start. But that's all it is a good start. Because here's my cautionary tale. I've told the story before, but I think it bears repeating. When I became the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, when I first went to Washington, D.C., well, actually, when I first went to Washington, D.C., I wasn't yet the Undersecretary. I was the General Counsel at FEMA. And I walked into that General Counsel's office, and I quickly learned that while I had 20 things that I wanted to accomplish, now, we didn't know that 9/11 was going to happen. We didn't know that we were going to enter wars that we hadn't planned on. But I walked in with an agenda of, and I don't remember what the specific number was, but I knew I had at least 20 things I wanted to get done. 20 things that I had learned during the transition that I wanted to change. And I quickly realized that I would be lucky if I got half of those done. I'd be lucky if I got a third of them done. So then you have to prioritize. What are the most important things you want to get done? Because if all you're going to be able to get done is 3, 4, or 5 things out of 20, you want to make sure you can get the most important 3, 4, or 5 things done. And then once you get those done, then you start working on the next 5 and the next 5. That's how long it takes to get things done in D.C. So my cautionary tale is, while our expectations, including me, who's been in the belly of that beast, my expectations are through the roof, and I have to temper them every single day and realize that some things will be easy. Trump will be able to walk in on day one, on the afternoon of the 20th, and there is, well, there's no question in my mind because we did the same thing back in 2000. The transition team already starts working on executive orders. They start working on the agenda. They start putting together legislation. They start putting everything together so that once that Trump is sworn in the case of Bush, once Bush was sworn in, you can start moving those items. You can start signing the executive orders. You can start, you know, you can stop catch and release at the border. You can stop the temporary protected status that's given to Venezuelans and Haitians and Cubans. You can stop that immediately. Now, some of that's going to be contested in litigation, but nonetheless, you can start immediately. But not everything's going to happen on a dime. Not everything's going to turn on a dime. And so you and I, just like those Republicans who decided that I really don't want, you know, Mike Johnson as Speaker. I really do want, you know, Jim Jordan say. I'm going to have to work as a team to get little bit by little bit by little bit done. And that's the path we've now embarked upon. And so I caution all of us to push, but recognize that we're not always going to get everything we want, either everything we want or all at once. So take a deep breath. It's going to be a great ride. It's going to be a wild ride. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
This new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports on snow, freezing rain, and bitter cold heading through much of the country.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the Central Plains and moving east. Lead forecaster Bob Worovec says winter is back.
A lot of cold air in place across the country, and it's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
He says 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast to stretch anywhere from Kansas to D.C., Baltimore as temperatures drop. I'm Julie Walker.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the New Year's Day terrorist attack resulted from weak national security policies during the Biden administration.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowds celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden has blocked the nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
This isn't about Japan. This is about U.S. steelmaking and keeping one of the largest steel producers in the United States, an American-owned company.
The deal had been valued at about $14.1 billion. Breaking news at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm. Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Turns out the deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by one day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Funeral services honoring former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday at age 100, will be held in Georgia and Washington, D.C., starting today and concluding on Thursday, January 9th. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. LeBron James broke Michael Jordan's NBA record for 30-point games during the Los Angeles Lakers' victory over Atlanta last night.
With a turnaround jumper with 5:58 to play for the last of his 30 points, James reached at least 30 points in the regular season for the 563rd time in his career, surpassing the mark established by Jordan in 2003.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. International airline investigators are meeting in Brazil to evaluate causes of a deadly Christmas Day Azerbaijani airliner crash.
Brazil's Air Force says that several of its investigators are working with colleagues from three other nations to analyze data from the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed in Kazakhstan on December 25, killing 38 people. Azerbaijan claims that the Embraer 190 jet made in Brazil was unintentionally shot down by Russia. Brazil's Air Force says in a statement that nine foreign investigators have gathered with its own experts.
And that is correspondent Charles De La Desma. More details at townhall.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I just found, you know, in radio, this is a little inside baseball for a moment. In radio, there's a well-known fact. Michael, would you not agree? There's a well-known fact that in radio, people will take anything that you leave sitting out. So that for example, in my other studio that I use in this building for the weekday program, I have a file cabinet that I keep my cables and my mic cover and different things in. You know, my notebook that has my endorsements and everything. I keep it in a locked file cabinet, even though I have a cubicle outside the studio where I have other stuff that I really don't care about. And I know people probably dig through it. You know, hey, what's Brown going to his desk today? So during the break, I'm down on the third floor and I'm walking around and there is a table set out and it has these cans called Boost Oxygen Revive. And naturally I grabbed one. I'm going to grab two now, I think. Cause this is America. This proves if you can't figure out how to make money in this country, you might be an idiot, because I think all it takes is a little bit of marketing and find your niche, whatever it is, and you can sell it and you can make money. Now, Michael, did you look these up on the internet? Do you know how much these cost? Two for $30. So this is a medium size. So I don't know whether you're looking at medium size or not, but it's... Oh, well, you're going for the heavy doses. I would give out the website, but I'm not trying to push this. I'm not trying to, I just find it funny. So it's a little canister. It has a little face mask. It's all wrapped, sealed in, you know, plastic that says, you know, do not use and, you know, tear here and do not use if opened. I guess if it was open, I wouldn't use it, but since I'll open it, I can use it multiple times. But it's, how many ounces? Let's see, it's 95% pure of what they call aviator's oxygen and then ambient air. And it's basically a can of oxygen, a small handheld can of oxygen with a little face mask device on the top that with a little trigger, and you put it up against your mouth and you squeeze the trigger and you breathe for 5 seconds. And it says it has up to 1 second inhalations of 95% pure oxygen. The other 5% is just ambient air. And it's supposed to be respiratory support, healthy energy. It's supposed to revitalize you. It's supposed to make you kind of like wake you up. And I told Michael I was going to take one home and try it, but I'm not going to do it until after the show because I don't know what it's going to do to me. But stop and think about this. Somebody sell, just like you can go to the grocery store and you can buy just tap water. You can buy tap water. And it's, you know, it'll have a fancy label on it, and you'll pay out the wazoo for it. And it's all marketing and convenience. Now, this is, I love how it has the little medical red cross on it, as if this is some medical device, which maybe it is, maybe, I don't know. But think about this. Somebody came up with this. Somebody came up with this idea. Boost Oxygen is the name. Boost Oxygen Revive. I have a can of natural and a can of peppermint. Somebody came up with that, somebody selling it. And it says since 2007. So where have I been for the past 18 years? I didn't know that you could buy oxygen in a can, in a little individualized can, and maybe get a little boost of energy. See? And somebody's selling this crap. Somebody's selling it. Now, I call it crap. I may try this afternoon and go, wow, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And the next thing you know, during every break, I'm taking a sniff of oxygen. Good grief. Okay, let's keep moving. I think there are still some limits, but I'm not quite sure what the limits are on how far these progressive Marxists, these woke people, can arrogantly bully their employers. Even in a place like the United Kingdom, one of the things, excuse me, maybe I need some oxygen. One of the things that I saw while I was on vacation were some cops in the United Kingdom that were arresting an old man for something that he had posted. Excuse me, I'm very sorry. I don't have a cough button in the studio. They were arresting an elderly man, and I say elderly, he had to be in his 70s or 80s, and he had posted something that had offended somebody. Well, I guess I should turn around and start watching for the cops, because I figure that every minute that I'm on air, I'm offending somebody somewhere. But think about how absurd that is. But that's when you live in a country like the United Kingdom, where you don't have the First Amendment. If I had to live my life worrying about anything that I said or wrote that might offend somebody, I might as well just become a hermit. I might as well just retire and go hide at the house in New Mexico from now on. Here's the story. A HMRC, which is Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs Worker, who branded her female boss. Now, listen to the words closely. This worker who branded her female boss sexist when she said in a meeting that she wanted a granddaughter so she could buy pink dresses, has lost a discrimination claim. She went before some employment tribunal hearing. I'm so sorry. Rachel Gladstone demanded that team leader Sandra Edwards apologize, asking that she, quote, keep the overt, spoilt, pink, baby girl, princess sexism for your private and family life. I guess I'm in deep doo-doo. Because I kind of thought pink was associated with little girls. I guess I better be careful because I have a couple of pink striped shirts that I wear occasionally. So maybe I'm just man enough to wear a pink striped shirt. But maybe somebody's going to find that offensive. I hope so. God, I hope so. Rachel Gladstone's story says, demanded that team leader Sandra Edwards apologize, that she keep the overt, spoiled, pink baby girl sexism for your private and family life. The story continued. Ms. Gladstone added that it was a triggering subject for her as she had spent time while raising her own daughter to counteract the pink is for girls culture. Nothing is normal anymore. So what did this woman do? She refused to attend the daily work group meetings until the matter got sorted out. I'm kind of thinking that here at iHeart, if I was told there was some, you know, daily work group meeting that was a mandatory meeting, and I refused to go because a coworker had said something about pink outfits or said something I thought was sexist or whatever, and I just refused to go, I think that might be a violation of my contract. Not certain. But maybe. The comments made in a series of emails led bosses to launch disciplinary proceedings against the worker, who was 52 years old, over her behavior at work, for which she got a written warning. That prompted her to resign and then to sue the revenue group for unfair constructive dismissal and disability discrimination. Now, the basis of the claim to disabled status is unclear. She is said to suffer from a number of physical and mental health conditions. Now, if wokeism is categorized as a mental health condition, and I think it should be, holding woke employees to any standard of behavior is probably going to qualify as discrimination. It's probably a good thing her suit failed. You see, while we think we're turning the corner in this country, and many outlets are beginning to talk about how wokeism is beginning to, and DEI is beginning to disappear, not so overseas. So don't get too comfortable, because education, DEI, and the ongoing looting spree continues next.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome Trip Pletzel, author of Norman Lear, His Life and Times. Plus, we'll bring you an encore presentation of our conversation with Linda Day George. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you want to send me a text message, it's really easy. On your message app, use this number, 33103-33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Just start your message out with one of two words, either Mike or Michael. And then go be sure and go follow me over on X, at Michael Brown USA. Right now, chop chop, go do it. Follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. I think the rejection of Harris Walz, but Kamala Harris in particular, I think, and there are a lot of stories about companies that kind of prove my point, that Americans have been fed up. We're done with diversity, equity, and inclusion. The problem is, it still brings in big money where the Marxists still have control. And guess who still has control? No, not Joe Biden, but the people that work for Joe Biden. The staff in the White House, whoever those staffers are that are making all these decisions, because you know he's not. Now, Dr. Jill Biden might be making some of them, but I think the Obama holdovers or the Obama acolytes that are still in the Biden White House, and then obviously people like Lloyd Austin at Defense, Alejandro Mayorkas at Homeland Security, all of these cabinet members are right now trying to do everything they can to box in Donald Trump. And one of the things they're doing is they're looting in an absolute frenzy right now. They're trying to loot the Treasury, and they're trying to spend as much money as they can so that they can get that money out and into the hands of their Democrat groups, their NGOs, that would then have the money, and it's going to be hard to claw that money back. It can be done. It's going to be difficult. Let me give you an example. The Department of Justice has doled out more than $100 million in grants relating to DEI for, this is the Department of Justice, for a kindergarten through 12 new Parents Defending Education report found. You see, the oppressed are never too young to be rewarded, and oppressors are never too young to be chastised. Neither are ever too young to be encouraged to embrace sexual depravity. According to the Parents Defending Education report, a lot of these projects that are funded by the Department of Justice explicitly involved improving the school climate for non-white people and the LGBTQIA++ community, while others focused on anti-racism and racial equity. The Department of Justice is doing this in education. So if the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, if Musk and Ramaswamy are going to do anything, this is exactly the kind of thing where they can make, and I know $100 million is, you know, think about what I'm about to say. $100 million is not a lot of money. Not when you're spending, you know, $4, $5, $6, $7 trillion. You go do the math. But under Democrats, the Department of Justice is really the Department of Social Justice. So what does this money buy? The money buys brainwashing. Because almost $20 million of this $100 million is targeted to consultants. And the consultants are supposed to be proposing concepts like critical race theory critical gender theory, and queer theory. Talk about social engineering. This isn't, you know, we talk about getting rid of the Department of Education, which I'm wholeheartedly in support of. You know, in the weekday program this week, I talked about how there is this idea that local government is the best government because it's the most accountable. It's the one that we can have the most effect on. And it's also the one that has, in many cases, the greatest effect on us. Well, you get rid of the Department of Education, you almost immediately, I mean, if you truly abolish Department of Education, and I don't mean transfer programs from DOE, say, to, you know, Department of Commerce or somebody else. No, I'm talking about actually just shutting it down, firing all of the employees, cutting off all of the funding. Now, you're going to have to either fulfill existing contracts or you're going to have to terminate and pay a terminate, if there is one, a termination clause in the contracts that disperse all these grants. But cut that funnel of money off completely. What does that do? Well, that forces states, all 50 states, to suddenly say, okay, we're no longer dependent upon, and we can no longer depend upon, money coming from the federal government. So now we're going to have to figure out what our priorities are in each of the 50 states for education. And we're going to have to, now, here's the other thing. I also want tax cuts. So whatever amount of money is reduced by cutting off the Department of Education, then reduce that spending, take that money out of the budget, and when people start bitching and moaning about extending the Trump tax cuts, well, we're not going to be spending that money on education. The states are going to have to figure out how to do that. And that means that local school boards can now start setting their own priorities. Because the money they get is going to come from the state. Now, I'm sure the state's going to have some strings attached to the money that the state of Colorado gives to local school boards. That's just part of the game. But local school boards will have more control. The report that was released Thursday comes less than a month after this Parents Defending Education group. It comes less than a month after they reported that Biden's Education Department spent over $1 billion on DEI-related grants during his term in office. So it's not enough that these Marxists loot us, because they've got to loot us in the name of ideology that categorizes normal Americans as second-class citizens in order to be systematically discriminated against. That's what they're trying to do. Their control of education, well, it's really useful in that regard. But it also applies to the college level. How so? Hang tight, I'll tell you next. Be sure to follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files.
Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to-do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years.
Order your Legacy Box today. Go to LegacyBox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's LegacyBox.com/audio for 50% off. LegacyBox.com/audio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh homestyle food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers have supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget you can, you must subscribe to the podcast. And that's really easy to do. Whatever podcast app you use, doesn't make any difference. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And once you find that podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, you hit subscribe, and that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all 23 hours of Michael Brown. I want to go back to what I talked about at the top of the hour, this hour, and that is this boost oxygen, because I got a bunch of text messages. These are pretty interesting. So Goober number 8225 writes, Mike, don't forget the Pet Rock. Enough said. That's right. Remember me when they sold Pet Rocks? You go to the store and you can buy a Pet Rock? Again, proving you can make money doing anything. But then they get serious. Goober number 6085 writes, Mike, Boost Oxygen got its big break on Shark Tank. Kevin O'Leary invested in it, and sales took off like selling water. Who knew you could sell oxygen? What a great country. You see what I mean? If you're down and out, or you need to make a little extra money, now I know Boost Oxygen, the whole concept. One, you got to have kind of a weird brain. Then two, you're going to have to come up with a prototype, and then you're going to have to test the prototype, and then you're going to need investment to be able to mass produce it. And so this group apparently got its break on Shark Tank, and Kevin O'Leary is one of the ones that invested in it. But then I find this fascinating. Now, somebody explain to me the difference here. Goober number 4467, Michael, as a nurse, oxygen is considered a medication, and we need a doctor's order. Now, via nursing judgment, we can put oxygen on and then inform the doctor that we put oxygen on you. Goober number 3723 writes, Michael, oxygen is only beneficial at the time of use. As a respiratory therapist, oxygen can only be administered by order of a doctor since it is a drug. When did O2 become legal like cannabis? I think I've got a guess on that. This is not pure oxygen. This is 95% oxygen. Now, they describe the other contents as it's... Oh, and it's 95% aviators breathing oxygen, described as parentheses ABO, and 5% ambient air, and then a natural peppermint aroma on this one. Ooh, natural peppermint aroma. So my guess is whatever aviators breathing oxygen is, maybe that's what is contained on airliners. You know, when you pull your mask down, and be sure and put on your mask before you put on the mask of the person next to you, right? You know the drill. And while oxygen may be flowing, the bag may not inflate. You see, I fly way too much. So I wonder if because this is not 100% pure oxygen, this is not, in fact, this O2, the chemical name for O2, does this appear anywhere? See, that does not appear anywhere on here. So maybe that's how they get by with it. But this is why I love text messages, because I've learned something, and it made me think about this. You see, you can always circumvent the regulations. Just don't use pure oxygen. Now, let me get back to where was I? Oh, we were talking about DEI. We were talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're talking about how they have spent all of this money, $100 million in grants, from the Department of Justice going to schools. Maybe the Department of Justice ought to focus on prosecuting criminals. Maybe they ought to focus on, and like the FBI, maybe the FBI ought to focus on, you know, radicalized terrorists that are living in this country. You know, because... I mean, not that they would, but what if they were to rent a car and, you know, go drive down a street like they did in Germany? Who could have seen that coming? They might pick someplace like, I don't know, the Sugar Bowl and Bourbon Street in New Orleans, but we'll get to that in a minute. Where was I in my notes? Here it is. Last year, University of California, Santa Barbara was looking to fill the position of vice chancellor for diversity, equity, inclusion. The annual salary between $250,000 and $430,000. Now, I don't know, but I seem to just imagine in my mind that the University of California higher ed system probably has a better project, a better thing, if you will, that they could spend money on than hiring a vice chancellor for DEI, paying up to almost $500,000. But the problem is, state schools like UC Santa Barbara, they're even more lavishly subsidized with taxpayer money than our private schools. And that's why they can afford to put a fat cat bureaucrat, nearly $500,000 per year plus perks, to advocate for DEI. And then go use that to expand their current operations of the office, further aligning resources, conversations, partnerships throughout the entire university. It's like a virus. Back at the beginning of last month, UC Santa Barbara announced that Jeffrey Stewart, for the role of Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, his starting salary will be more than $400,000 a year in his interim DEI position at the university, according to records from UC Santa Barbara. Who is Jeffrey Stewart? A distinguished professor of black studies. He's a grifter. I wonder why, if I had applied, I mean, I've taught at the university level. I've taught at the law school level. I understand diversity, equity, inclusion. Do you think I have a chance in hell of getting hired? No, of course not. I got three problems, one of which maybe I could overcome. One, I'm a male. Two, I'm Caucasian. And three, I'm a conservative. Yeah, so I'm never gonna make it. But a distinguished professor of black studies can, so he's just grifting. You think about this. Does this generate any wealth? No. Does it benefit society? No. On the contrary, it's to tear our society apart. It's cultural Marxism at work. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but if you want your brain to hurt, you know, we talk about the civil rights movement, and we talk about Dr. King, and we talk about LBJ and the Voting Rights Act. We you learn all about that in history. But do you think you've learned the truth about it? I want you, I don't know whether you can watch it for free or not. If I could pay for everybody to watch this, I would. Uncle Tom 1, Uncle Tom 2. Go watch one or both of those movies. And you'll soon learn that cultural Marxism was at the very heart. Oh, look, do I believe in civil rights? Absolutely. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in civil rights. I believe in equality. And I believe in equality of opportunity, not equality of outcomes. And I do believe that Dr. King gave some great speeches, and I do believe that he really was fighting for equality in terms of racial equality. But when you watch the Uncle Tom movies and you start to understand who was behind the civil rights movement, was it really Dr. King? Or was it Cloward and Piven, for example? Or was it other radical Marxists that were really behind that movement? Black Lives Matter. Do you think that Clarice Colours or whatever her name was, do you think that she just suddenly one day decided to create Black Lives Matter? Or was she trained by a Marxist? When you watch the two movies, you'll realize just how insidious Marxism is in this idea of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because it's not about racist or racism. It's not about that at all. It's about Marxism. It's about the collective. And it's about dividing our society, not bringing our society together. And those movies will be a slap in the face. If you don't do anything else, you know, oftentimes there are things that I think I really do want this audience to do. Let me see what the best Google search terms are. Uncle, let me just try Uncle Tom movies. Yeah, that's a good way to start. Just Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever, Uncle Tom. And you'll find a Wikipedia entrance for the Uncle Tom films. You'll find the IMDb website for the Uncle Tom movies. It's available on Prime Video. Let's see. It may be available I'm not going to click on these links, but it may be available also on YouTube. It's worth your time watching these with an open mind. It'll give you a completely different perspective on DEI and how Marxism just very insidiously penetrates what otherwise we should all believe in. Equality. I'll be right back.
This new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Don't forget, if you want to send me a text message, the telephone number on your message app is 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Just start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael. It's that easy. Even you guys can do that. Speaking of the Uncle Tom movies, one of the individuals that they cover is a black equal rights activist by the name of W.E.B. Du Bois. And there is currently the W.E.B. Du Bois Institute for African American Research. Noel Ignatieff, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his last name, was a director of this institute at Harvard for several years. I bring his name up because when Joe Biden's handlers cracked that Joe Biden is, you know, that the most dangerous terrorist threat to this country is white supremacy, the point is to demonize resistance to the Great Replacement Theory. A white supremacist, in their mind, is someone who does not want whites eradicated through cultural genocide. Well, first, set aside any preconceived notions you may have for or against the Great Replacement Theory, which is why I mention Noel Ignatieff of the W.E.B. Du Bois Institute for African American Research. Because years ago, this guy, the director of the institute, said this. Treason, he had a journal. The journal was called Race Traitor, by the way, just as a footnote. The motto was this: treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity. And the whole purpose of this journal, Race Traitor, was to abolish the white race. Here's what he wrote. The goal of abolishing the white race is on its face so desirable that some may find it hard to believe that it could incur any opposition other than from the committed white supremacists. So I guess he's putting white people on notice. If they oppose your own abolition, then you're a white supremacist. Well, what happens if somebody like me opposes the abolition of any race? Isn't that in and of itself inherently racist? You know, extermination camps are so, you know, 20th century. That's, you know, World War II kind of stuff. Today, you accomplish genocide by blending the hated race just out of existence. And that approach achieves the same aim, but it has less resistance. You see, left-wing social engineers have advanced the goal of abolishing the white race by driving up the non-white population through the welfare state, by suppressing Caucasian reproduction via feminism and the war on the family, and I think most brazenly, by opening the border to numberless invaders from third world countries in an act of treason known as the Great Replacement Theory. The attack has been insidious, but has inevitably emerged out into the open. The first migrant caravan of 2025 is right now headed to the U.S. border. And in fact, you can find online video of Mexican immigration and military officials just watch and do nothing as they walk past. Migrants are rushing to cross the border before Trump takes office. Trump can't take office soon enough. But you know, voting out Democrats won't get us and did not get us out of the woods. Because a bill introduced by Maria Salazar, a Republican from Florida, tries to change the American immigration system drastically and not for the better. This is why you have to be careful about Republicans. She sponsored something called the Dignity Act, co-sponsored by far-left Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, a Democrat from Texas. That would increase the country caps for H-1B foreign worker visa programs, grant mass amnesty to illegal aliens, and probably incentivize further unlawful border crossings. So once they make you a minority within your own country, then it's not the point that minorities will become the majority. That's not the issue. The issue is that Marxism will become the philosophy of the country. And the useful idiots, white liberals, the Black Lives Matter organization, the civil rights activists that are useful idiots, that they may sincerely and genuinely believe in civil rights, as we all do. But it's Marxism. Because the ultimate objective is for not only this country, but for Western civilization to cease to exist. I highly encourage you to watch the Uncle Tom movies. And as you do, it's going to make you uncomfortable. Because everything that you believe on the surface about the civil rights movement is going to be turned inside out. And suddenly you're going to find yourself questioning, well, you know, I have a dream. Yes. Wonderful speech. And taking it face value is legitimately correct. But the movement behind it and what they're really trying to do is incredibly dangerous. If you dare to even think that it's going on, you'll be branded a racist. I guarantee you'll be branded a racist. But being branded a racist is probably better than losing all critical thinking skills or ignoring the truth of what was really taking place in the 50s, the 60s, and for that matter, in the 2000s.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako.
We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files. Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to-do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years.
Order your Legacy Box today.
Go to LegacyBox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's LegacyBox.com/audio for 50% off. LegacyBox.com/audio.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.